The next patient is Jewel Goslin. Jewel is J-E-W-E-L-L. Goslin is G-O-S-S-E-L-I-N. This is the clinical case of an 87-year-old white female that is following the clinic because of the presence of chronic kidney disease. The patient continues to lose weight because she doesn't feel like eating three meals a day. She does a couple of meals a day. The latest laboratory workup that was done in April the 12th of 2024 showed that the patient has a serum creatinine that is 0.69, a BUN14, and the estimated EFR is 83 mLs per minute. The patient doesn't have a significant proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 143 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that is type 2 with the lost weight, the blood sugar fasting is 86. The hemoglobin A1C is 6.4. This diabetes is well controlled. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, pulmonary fibrosis. This patient is followed by the pulmonologist, Dr. Bassetti, and he found that the CRP was slightly elevated, the rheumatoid factor was elevated, ANA was negative. The possibility of rheumatoid lung is entertained, and for that reason, the patient has been referred to the rheumatologist, period. The patient gets with significant shortness of breath when she walks short distances. To the lung auscultation, there is a disseminated wheezing. Is soft but bilateral. She doesn't cough and she doesn't have any production of sputum. In view of the presence of respiratory distress that, according to her information, sometimes triggers trips to emergency room, I am going to take the liberty of giving the patient prednisone 10 milligrams on a daily basis to see whether or not there is improvement of the condition. Period. The patient is instructed to discuss this with the primary care physician and the specialists. Following number, hypothyroidism that is well controlled. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. The total cholesterol is 134. The LDL is 61, and the HDL is 52. Following number is vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup.